Grand final rematch from 2019, and you can't ever win back a flag that you didn't get on the day, but you can get some small revenge when you play the team next time, and that's what Torquay have got. An accurate Torquay 15-2-92 beating Barwon Heads 11-9-75. Yes, the crowd are very happy with that, as the coach of the Tigers, Dom Gleeson, is good enough to join us. Dom, well done. It doesn't erase any of the hurt from 18 months ago, but a small victory to start and get one over your old rival to start the season.
No, that's right, King. Hey, thanks for having me. I do apologise for the background noise. I'm just watching Williamstown wherever he play. And it's, outstanding so far. But, yeah, look, I'd trade them for today's win for the Premiership in 2019. That'd be for sure. But, yeah, very pleased with the result.
How do you rate this among the home and away wins you've had during your tenure at Torquay?
It'd be right up there, King. Just not because of the revenge thing. I think we had some challenges throughout the course of the week just with injuries and suspension, and you know, it took a bit of energy away from us, and then throughout the game we had a couple as well, so ended up with 17 on the ground, but yeah, to have the result we did, we know that Barwon Heads had some injuries as well, so you know, we're certainly not getting ahead of ourselves in round four, but great to come away from there and have a great win.
Talk to us about some of those that didn't finish the game. Who were you looking at, and who potentially you may be going to miss going forward?
A couple of just hamstrings. So Sam Caruso, a new recruit, looks like he's hurt his quad again. And then it looks like we've had, I'm just trying to recall, Paul McMahon didn't finish the game. Looks like he's just aggravated a groin. I think we might get him back. We just had to be certain with him. James Dark had an elbow. Who else? Nathan Misford got a knee to the back and just debilitated. To the extent we had to get an ambulance after the game. How many of our name there?
Four.
And then our Cooper Hurd, it looks like he's torn his quad. So just one of those things. I think we're all still feeling the effects from the COVID year and the lack of footy. And but we'll get through it. We're happy with our depth. So we'll have a few back from weddings and whatnot that rested this week.
Yep. Nathan Mifsud, have you had an update on how he is since going to hospital?
I haven't yet, mate, but I was just reading my text messages, hoping I did, and saw you all sitting there, but I haven't, but I'll put in a call soon. But, he's with his family, which is great. Our medico staff are just second to none, so they'll be looking after him.
Yeah, blow for Sam Caruso, I think on debut today for Torquay.
Second game, so he came in, hurt his ribs, missed 2 weeks, and then back in. So, but he took off where he left off. He was outstanding for the first half, and then disappointingly, he ran around for about 3 minutes in disbelief because he just can't string them together. But that's what this year's done. It's the speed of the game is a bit quicker than what it once was, maybe. And having the year off just sets us back a bit. But he'll be right. It's only round four, so he'll have plenty of opportunity.
You didn't play. Is that a management issue for you? Is obviously the clock ticks towards 40 on the birth certificate.
Easy, mate. I'm not that old. Yeah, it was. I wish it was a rest thing, but I'm just battling with the, as you say, the old body. But I'll be back next week.
Yep. Okay. Who else missed? Obviously, we know Lucas Anderson through suspension, and you won't have him next week either. But who do you hope to get back for next week?
We'll get Sam Wormald back. He had a wedding on this week, and James Saker will come back. He had just a little bit of a tight calf that wasn't a strain or anything, which we're really pumped about. Would have been great to have him today. We'll get Paul Birchall back. He also went to another wedding over in Lakes Entrance and had to take off late Thursday. Who else is coming back? I know there's one other, mate, but in saying that, we've had a great win, and there's only so many changes you can make after one of those wins, and we don't want to force anything.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got Motawari next week, and they've come off a good win over Amos. They've won three in a row, so the challenges keep coming.
They do, yeah, and what a great story for the league. I think the equalisation of it all, and it is improving, as I spoke to you before about. That's what you want to do, and it was hard, as hard as it was to miss today and not play in that great win by the club. You just want to play those games and play against Motawari. We've got a lot of respect for them.
Yep. Who took their opportunity today? Who were some players that maybe that, you know, at full strength might have been running around at 12 o'clock, but, you know, got the opportunity today and were able to put their hand up and say, hang on, I don't want to be going out of this side in a hurry?
That's a great question, mate. I think all of them did, but I'll go through them one by one. Clay Page, obviously a junior Torquay prospect. Geelong Falcon, studying up in Melbourne, really limited to his training, but you know, just a big body that we love, and we threw him in the midfield, and he's going to be hard-pressed to push out of the side. Lockie Bonnie finally got an opportunity that you and I have spoken to at length from Strathfield Say, high half forward flanker who, you know, played a really important role. Mark Robb came in for Sam Wormald, played down back and, you know, played a significant role, you know, cramping early just because of the speed and the ground he had to cover. Who else am I missing? Sam Caruso came in, back in and got obviously injured but was very good for a half. I'm pretty sure there's a couple of others, but I'm just trying to think on the spot, mate. I haven't got anything in front of me. But
Young Loftus was among your best?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's been in all four games now. And a big reason why, you know, we've had a focus on running the footy a little bit more and getting the ball in their ball carrier's hands, and he's one of them. He's probably come from nowhere, to be fair, but put in a great pre-season, put in three great practice matches. It was really hard to deny him. And, you know, he's playing on a wing and really starting to learn his craft. And we're really pumped to get these young, you know, junior players in and involved. And he's just, yeah, loving every moment of it. And you underestimate too the players that he's playing with. You know, there's VFL experience, there's, you know, a little bit of AFL experience. And, I think he's just relishing in that environment.
And the country music singer kicked three today.
He was good, mate. He keeps trying to tell me he's not a forward. This is Waylon Doyle, big country. And, he just keeps getting it done. And I wouldn't say he's the prettiest footballer, Kingy, but he's all arms and legs and like a three-year-old Labrador. But he just gets it done. I'm so proud of what he's been able to put together the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Dom, great win. And your season continues to build. And it's probably a win that you right now the significance of probably we don't know, but it maybe come season's end, being 4-0 after four rounds is going to be either the difference between a minor premiership, a top three finish, or just being inside the top five. We just don't know how this year's going to unfold, but it's a victory that has got 4 points in the bank, and your percentage stays pretty nice as well, which is a great result. Well done on the win, and we look forward to a cracker next week against Malta.
Yeah, thanks, King. Appreciate the call, and thanks to K-Rock as well.